This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. 440 people are now hospitalized with confirmed COVID-19 cases, up more than 50 from last week. The rise comes as hospitals are still busy with kids sick with RSV. Dr. Kevin Carney is with Children's Hospital Colorado.
I think we're all hopeful that in the next couple of weeks, RSV and all the related admissions due to bronchiolitis from RSV will definitely be declining.
But he says the numbers of people getting hospitalized for the flu is rising. Meantime, COVID-19 vaccination levels for the most vulnerable age groups are rising, but slowly. Those older than 65 make up 3/4 of coronavirus deaths. 40% have now gotten the Omicron booster. CU Boulder is hosting a climate change summit this weekend. A group of students is using the opportunity to bring attention to the energy industry's links to campus. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
Students under the name Fossil Free CU are marching on campus grounds demanding the university end its financial investments in fossil fuel companies. Sophomore Ruth Nawatney says it's hypocritical for the school to push for climate justice while supporting the industry.
Change isn't made in a vacuum, and we must take responsibility and hold our regents accountable for the inaction that may cost their students our futures.
The Office of the University President says CU has more than $270 million in stocks and other investments in the fossil fuel sector. The students are sending a petition to the Board of Regents asking them to stop. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
More news online at cpr.org.